Well, Brad, today we are talking about payday loans. Last week we were talking about how we can, you know, debt consolidation services and the impact that those can have on us, how we should handle paying off debt. Well, sometimes it's not a matter of debt. Sometimes it's a matter of cash flow and those issues that we get ourselves into. And so we seek out kind of Band-Aids to get through from week to week. And payday loans is a place where a lot of people go to. So tell us a little bit about what is a payday loan exactly?
Yeah, so payday loans are exactly like you said. It's that Band-Aid. And payday loans are typically going to be very small loans, so they may be $100. Often they don't go over $500 in total. And they're typically paid back in a single payment the next time you get paid. And that could be from your paycheck. It could be for older people, maybe Social Security, whatever that form of income is. You're just trying to bridge that gap until you get paid again. And the borrower will typically either write a post-dated check or give some kind of electronic transfer authorization to their bank account that will have it paid off on a specific date once they've received that paycheck. So that's where we get the name payday loan from.
Well, you look at that, Brad, and it seems like, you know, it's an okay deal. It should be safe to do and no problem. But we've heard so much in the news over the last few years about payday loan places. They've been called predatory. We hear that they have extremely high fees. What are some things that we need to be aware of if we decide that, you know, hey, I've got an emergency and this feels like my only option? What do we need to know before we would take that step?
There are a couple things to be aware of. So number one, for what you're getting, the fees are very high, and it's not uncommon. Fees can range, but it's not uncommon for it to be something around $15 to borrow $100 for just 2 weeks. So if you annualize that, that's just typically how we look at fees or interest, we take it and put it on an annual percentage rate, it's almost 400% interest. So not the greatest or cheapest of loan options. And because of that danger, some states don't even permit this type of lending because it falls under the usury laws and they feel like it is predatory. But really one of the biggest dangers in payday loans is it can create a recurring cycle. So if somebody has that need for a Band-Aid just to get to the next pay period this time, if they're paying fees like that, $15 per hundred, or if they take out a $500 loan, that's $75. So that's money that's out of their cash flow in the next cycle. So what's the odds that they're going to have enough after paying that fee to be able to pay their bills next time around? And it can start building this process of rolling a loan over to the next one, which means you're paying additional fees, or perhaps your post-dated check wasn't able to actually cover it after your bills were paid, and that check would not pass, and then you have overdraft fees at your bank account. It can start this revolving cycle of additional fees for somebody that's already got tight cash flow to start with, and then you can be dependent upon it.
Well, Brad, if these types of loans are very expensive and there is a lot of negative press that surrounds them, why do a lot of people still continue to use these types of mechanisms to deal with their cash flow issues?
Well, what you're seeing is it's people that are just desperate enough that they're willing to pay those fees to get themselves out of their short-term struggle. So imagine if you're within a day of losing your apartment or having your utilities shut off, you're going to do whatever you can possibly do. And if all of your other options seem closed and you know that payday loans exist, you may be willing to pay that $15 or $30, whatever it's going to take to get what you need to get you through this period of time. So it gets you going down that road. And it's something you wanted, and somebody is actually able to provide you that service, so you're willing to pay the fee for it. And then in some cases, it's a lack of education in that people don't realize how damaging these type of fees are. They think, well, it's $15 or it's $30, whatever it amounts to be. That's not that much money in the grand scope, but they don't realize the damage that it's actually creating on a long-term basis.
Well, Brad, you know, based on news reports that we hear, which we just mentioned a couple of minutes ago about how payday loan places have come under attack and why, because of the fees, et cetera, and how they're seen, they're really painted as the bad guys, but is there another side of the story that we need to also consider? Is there any good, any value in these places?
Well, it is easy to paint them as the bad guys. I've always looked at them that way myself, but in trying to prepare for this discussion, I wanted to look at both sides of the story and try to be objective when I look at it. So when I'm when I'm looking at payday lenders, sure, there's some bad apples in there, but a lot of them will feel like they're actually providing a valuable service to their clientele. And, yeah, while some of them have wrong motives, a lot of them feel like, you know, there's desperate people, they've got this need, so we can provide these small short-term loans to them and help them through their problems. And if you have that motive, so that may seem like a good motive, then you have to look at, well, how can I actually run this business, provide this service, and actually be able to make a living doing it? So if you're offering $100 loans for 2 weeks at a time, if you're going to just charge a flat interest rate, so some states cap the interest rates at 36% on what they can charge. And if you look at that, the amount you would earn on a $100 loan over a two-week period of time is so small you couldn't possibly make a living off of it. So that's why we see this flat fee being charged of, let's say, $15, and then that becomes this astronomical percentage. But it's the only way that a business can offer this specific service and really have any chance of making a business out of it. And I'm certainly not recommending this service, but if you look at the people that have taken out payday loans, typically they actually review the lenders pretty highly. So they have a high view of the lenders. It could be lack of education, but in a lot of cases, they had a need, and somebody was able to meet that need.
Yeah, and that's important to remember that, you know, we're looking at this situation with different eyes than that of the person who is utilizing that service. And surely that is a value to these individuals who are using those services. But as we hear about situations where people need to use and work with high fee, high interest rate lenders, there's a compassion in each of us that kind of comes out about for their situations. Right. What do we as the church or individual Christians need to be thinking about as we desire in our heart to love our neighbors in the midst of their struggles?
And what you said there at the end is the key. We're trying to love our neighbors. We need to love our neighbors. And we want to offer them true help. So sometimes we're quick to throw money at a situation and feel like that's the best help we can offer. But ultimately, in these type of situations, we need to spend time with the person. We need to understand what got them there from the very beginning. And we talk a lot in this segment about heart issues. We need to understand, was there a heart issue or a heart problem that got the person in that situation to start with? If so, throwing some money at the situation and getting them out of their current bind isn't going to fix the long-term problem. So we need to be willing to spend time with the person, address the real underlying problems. And then from that point, we look at them as someone in need, and how can we help that person in need? And Scripture talks in several places about how lending is actually a way that we can provide help to those in need. So one example of that comes in Exodus 22:25. It says, if you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not treat it like a business deal, charge no interest. So it's talking about lending to someone who is needy, and that actually being a good thing. But while the payday lender is running a business, and that's why they have to charge the high fee, I like this verse because it says, do not treat it like a business deal. Charge no interest. So we specifically see the alternative from a Christian perspective of we're trying to help them out. We're not trying to make a profit off of it. So if we have the means to be able to help this person through a short-term need, and we can do it without charging them a fee or interest to do that, we may be able to help bridge that gap or give them that Band-Aid without putting them in that recurring cycle and helping them to do it without hurting next month's cash flow. So really through the generosity of individuals in the church or even through church benevolence programs, so I know a lot of churches will set funds aside to be able to help those that are in a tough bind and help them be able to get through that situation, we can actually provide that other option for this Christian that when they were going to payday loans, they felt like there was no other option. That's the only thing they have available to them to help them from not losing their apartment or having utilities shut off or whatever. We're giving them another option, and we're trying to do it in a way that ultimately helps them in the cycle.
Well, Brad, I appreciate that you always point out, the heart issue that's involved, because I know when I was a lot younger and going out and working on my own, my first two or three jobs, that was a problem. I think we tend to separate our heart sometimes from our financial situation. We don't think about the heart being involved. We just look at this thing over here and we got to find a way to fix it. And then, oh my goodness, now I've got more money available. I'm going to go spend this. And boom, we just go in circles and it's crazy.
Yeah. The financial issues, a lot of times you can drill them back to some kind of a heart issue.